Oh, hello there, Jimmy. I was afraid you might not get here in time to watch me perform my latest fascinating experiment.
Ah, wild horses couldn't keep me away, Mr. Science. Not that I can think of any objection wild horses would have to my coming here. What's the fascinating experiment for today, sir?
Well, today, Jimmy, we're going to demonstrate how reducing friction enables many of our mechanical devices to operate more efficiently. Now, to prove that point, we're going to use this rusty hinge that I've attached to two blocks of wood here on the workbench. Now, notice how inefficiently it operates due to the friction. See?
Gosh, oh, hemlock, Mr. Science. That grating noise goes right up and down my little spine. Isn't there some way you can perform the experiment without making that awful squeak?
Yes, in fact, our main objective is to eliminate that squeak because that'll mean we've also reduced friction. But that point will become much more apparent to you after we perform today's experiment. Now, son, to demonstrate how reducing friction makes anything with moving parts operate more efficiently, we must first show how difficult it is to bend this hinge back and forth when it's dry and rusty.
Holy cow, Mr. Science. That sound just makes every nerve in my body twitch. It's as bad as scraping a fingernail across a blackboard.
All right. Well, now we'll get rid of that noise in just a moment, Jimmy. What you hear that annoys you so much is really just the sound of friction as two pieces of bare metal rub against each other. But that friction can be greatly reduced by inserting the fluid from this can between the layers of metal.
Gee, willikers, Mr. Science, that's a cute little can. Does the stuff inside of it have a name?
Yes, it does, Jimmy. It's called lubricating oil.
Lubricating oil. Golly, Wally Two Shoes, wait till I tell my big brother I've seen some of that. He thinks he's so smart just because he got out of the sixth grade last year and I didn't.
Well, I'm sure you'll win greater respect from your brother after today, Jimmy. I'll just try to control your enthusiasm because we're getting to the best part of the experiment. And the thing we have to do next is help the lubricating oil soak in between the layers of metal by working the hinge back and forth a few times.
You don't stop that noise. It's going to drive me right straight up the wall.
Well, you can stop chewing on your suspenders to make it bearable, Jimmy, because if you'll notice, you can see that I'm still working the hinge back and forth, but now it's bending much more easily, and it isn't making any noise at all.
Great day in the morning, Mr. Science. The words you speak are true. What magic is this you performed to drive the evil spirits out of the hand?
There's no magic to it at all, Jimmy. The lubricating oil has simply formed a coating over the two layers of metal and made them much smoother. As a result, the friction has been reduced. And, of course, the squeak that resulted from the friction has gone, too. So that proves how lubrication can make anything with moving parts operate more quietly and efficiently.
Wow, that sure is amazing, Mr. Science. I wonder what lubricating oil would do to the two metal plates in this tank if I coated both of them.
Oh, no. Don't do that, son. Those are electrodes I'm using in another experiment. They're both charged with high-voltage electricity.
Well, I don't care about that, Mr. Science. I just want to get them well lubricated so they won't start to squeak.
No. Stop it now, boy. The friction principle isn't even involved there.
This session with Mr. Science has been brought to you as a public service by the National Radish Growers Institute. Today's broadcast was the last in our current series.
Now here we go, jumping science, jumping it all over. Like bumping around the town like when you're driving a Range Rover.
Expanding
the horizon, expanding the parameters.
Expanding rhymes of soccer, MC, amateur.
Inaugural Isaac Newton. It's scientific
easy.
A Ben Franklin with a kite. A yet Nova with the key.
Now rock, shocking the mic of the many times, times the times, tables. Rock well to tell the spell all of the old fables.
Cause I've been dropping the new science.
And I've been kicking the new knowledge.
And I've seen to a degree that you can't get in college.
Now the drag
of the
earth
and the
eggs
that I
my name's Yao.
Constantly on the fountain of youth, not Robotron. This is the word of words before. So move and move, and move up on the dance floor.
Cause I'm gonna die one day. Cause I'm going and going and going this way.
Not like a road to a pizza store.
I'm going out first class and going out coach.
Rock my Adidas, never rock dealer.
I do not sniff the coke, I only smoke the Sensi Mila.
Well, who am I know? I know. I'm with the flow. Let's go. What I live on my head. And that stick me broke. I got science for any occasion.
Postulating theorists formulating equations.
Well,
like Galileo dropped the orange.
Wahoo, wah, wahoo. Wahoo, wah, she is a microbiologist. She is very small. Her name is Dr. Drosophila, but she doesn't study fruit flies at all. She studies the chromosomes of garden gnomes, the Gnome Genome Project as it's known. Day after day, she unravels DNA with passion and precision. Wahoo, ooh-wah. Her husband is a microchip maker. He makes them out of very small potatoes. They live in a renovated petri dish. They like the culture there. As they walk their pet amoeba Sheba to the mini mart, the doctor discusses her work. She's feeling keen, she's isolated the gene for horticultural proficiencies. Wahoo, oh, oh, wahoo. Oh, oh. But then the next day, her telephone. President of the United States says, hello, hello, Dr. Drosophila. Your country needs your particular attributes. You see, the space program has had its budget slashed, and our mission to Mars is in jeopardy. Now we can afford only a tiny rocket ship. Luckily, NASA has a tiny pilot, but we need a brilliant scientist. Who could fit inside our custom-made spacesuit? Somebody with impeccable credentials to carry out essential experiments. Oh, dearest doctor, they're ready at the launch pad. We need your answer now. Planet. She reads what the mission's all about. There's a colony of gnomes on Mars, and the government wants to check them out. They say okay and let the doctor test their DNA. She'll find that they're a match with earthly gnomes. Even she's stunned by the implications of the work she is about to do. The space lab, as the Martian Gnome Genome Project proceeds. Her entire family is relocated there, at their own expense, of course. Her husband is aware potatoes can grow nearly anywhere. He'll plant a crop with Sheba by his side. It's not what they dream, but happiness, it seems, is embracing life's vicissitudes.
To me is deep as any ocean.
Yeah, baby.
As sweet as any harmony. Oh, she blinded me with science.
She blinded me with science.
Blinded me with science. And failed me in biology. When I'm dancing close to her, blinding me with science.
Science?
Science.
Science!
I can smell the chemicals blinding me with science. Science! Science! Science!
Science!
Science! It's poetry in motion.
It's poetry in motion.
And when she turned her eyes to me, as deep as any ocean, any harmony. Oh, she blinded me with science.
Blinded me with science.
Blinded me with science. and failed me in geometry. When she's dancing next to me,
when I'm dancing next to you,
science, I can hear machinery blinding me with science. Science. It's poetry in motion.
And now she's making love to me.
The spheres in commotion.
And the elements in harmony.
She blinded me with science.
Science!
Blinded me with science.
Okay. Then hit me with technology.
Swimming in the ocean.
Talk to her, baby. William Shatner here, riding on the mothership. Just for the funk of it, baby.
Good heavens, Miss Sakamoto, you're beautiful. I don't believe it. There she goes again. She tied it up and I can't find anything. All my tubes and wires and careful notes and antiquated notions. But it's poetry in motion.
Who, me?
And when she turned her eyes to me,
I'm as deep as it is.
As sweet as any harmony. Oh, she blinded me with science.
She blinded me with science.
Blinded me with science. And hit me with technology. I think it's going to be a long, long time. Touchdown brings me around again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, 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 no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. Burning out his fuse up here alone. Mars ain't the kind of place to raise your kids. And there's no one there to raise them, if you did. And all this science, I don't understand. It's just my job 5 days a week. A rocket man. A rocket man. And I think it's going to be a long, long time.
Ground control to Major Tom. Your circuit's dead. There's something wrong. Can you hear me, Major Tom? Can you hear me, Major Tom? Can you hear me, Major Tom? Can you?
And now, ASAP Science presents the elements of the periodic table.
There's hydrogen and helium, then lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon everywhere, nitrogen all through the air, with oxygen so you can breathe, and fluorine for your pretty teeth, neon to light up the signs, sodium for salty times,
magnesium,
aluminium, silicon,
phosphorus,
then sulfur, chlorine, then argon,
potassium,
and calcium so you'll grow strong,
scandium,
titanium, vanadium, and chromium, and manganese. This is the periodic table, noble gas is stable.
halogens and alkali react aggressively. Each period we'll see new outer shells while electrons are added, moving to the right. Iron is the 26th in cobalt, nickel coins you get. Copper, zinc, and gallium, germanium, and arsenic. Selenium and bromine film, while krypton helps light up your room. Rubidium and strontium, then yttrium, zirconium.
Niobium,
molybdenum, technetium.
Ruthenium,
rhodium, palladium.
Silverware,
then cadmium and indium.
Tin cans,
antimony, then tellurium, and iodine, and xenon, and then cesium, and...
Barium is 56, and this is where the table splits, where lanthanides have just begun. Lanthanum, cerium, and praseodymium. Neodymium's next to promethium, then 62.
Samarium, europium, gadolinium, and terbium, dysprosium, holmium, erbium, thulium, ytterbium, lutetium. Hafnium, tantalum, tungsten, then we're on to rhenium, osmium, and iridium. Platinum, gold, to make you rich till you grow old. Mercury, to tell you when it's really cold.
Thallium,
and lead, then bismuth for your tummy.
Polonium,
astatine would not be yummy.
Radar,
francium will last a little time.
Radium,
then actinize at 89. This is the periodic table. Noble gas is stable. Halogens and alkali react aggressively. Each period we'll see new outer shells. Will electrons are to the right.
Actinium, thorium, protactinium, uranium, neptunium, plutonium, americium, curium, berkelium, californium, isonium, fermium, and allium, nobelium, lawrenceium, rutherfordium, dubium, cerium, borium, hessium, meitnerium, dubsidium, ruthenium, copernicium,
nihonium, flerovium, moscovium, livermorium, tennessine, and organesson. And then we're done.
All right, listen up, because this is scientifical. Y'all better drop your cerebral drawers, because I'm about to blow your minds. Compound microscopes, radioactive isotopes, spectrometer, separate mass, sublimation, solid to gas, a logarithm, square the root, chemical spill, hazmat suit, no D's, C's, B's for me, just PhDs since I was 3. Stool ain't nothing but a pile of shit that I don't give when I analyze it. If you want relativity, go fuck your mama at light speed.
Culture, Petri's, research, disease, substring theory.
Hypothesis.
Human nature, nomenclature, argon laser, Occam's razor.
In a given system, the simplest answer is usually the correct one. Asshole. Tesla's coil thang, Steve Hawking's a robot twang, Euclid like protractor pulls, Heisenberg's quarky principle, radon killed the curious madam, Niels Bohr's faggoty atom. Well, I hope someday they terraform Mars so we can get fucked up in Martian bars. I'll put tits on a shark and I'll make them green. That's what I'll do with my hand in your jeans. And jeans ain't nothing but expressions of cells, and hydrogen sulfide makes fart smell.
373 Kelvin degrees, Darwin's species.
Squeeze chimpanzees.
Dual core chip dip, blue screen disc slip, Pascal's tri-tip, wormhole time rip.
Yeah, it's a second reference to the film Contact. So what? Kingdom, phylum, order, but I got no class. Well, I'll rearrange your face when I'm cloning your ass. And if you got 2X chromosomes, I'll coat your velvety walls with all them flagellates swimming in my balls. Put my jism in your schism, make another organism.
2, 3, 4, 7.
Vasectomy, shut down testes, 50 cc's.
Fluid feces.
Kidneys expel, NaCl. Alfred Nobel's TNT cells. Mendel's Greenpeace, heredity. Teenage acne.
Filled like Twinkies.
You've been told down to my soul. I'm a deoxyribonucleic asshole. Carrying the two. I'm a goddamn Bunsen burning son of a bitch. And my chemical symbol's F-U.
bugs, cops, and they're splitting through the process of mitosis. Every daughter cell eats and breathes with me, so I go to the corner store regularly to purchase soda and refrigerated bacon for the bile in my colon that I'm diligently making. Some monkeys eat only vegetables and fruit. Their bodies, like ours, break down their food and relinquish those parts into various tubes. And we shit, they shit, everybody shit, shit. Ours gets flushed while theirs gets grown, and wherever it lands, more plants are gonna grow.
Carbon cycle. Carbon cycle. We are part of nature's plan.
I'm in the forest in a jacket made of ram, cause my skin is far too thin for ultraviolet rays to play. I get the vulture circle overhead and pray for my demise. And all the meat that they don't need is fodder for the flies. So I start running through the trees and helping out a few, cause the oxygen that I take in will give them CO2. Carbon travels south down the food chain. You and you are what you eat, so that makes you you.
Far from land,
through the summer,
tropic sunlight
heats the water.
There's no breeze.
Air and water
both get warmer.
They get warmer
day by day.
Then the cool air
starts a breeze there.
Hurricane is
on its way.
Warm air funnels
inward, upward,
moving at
increasing speed.
Vapor cools
and condenses,
and the heavy
clouds are formed.
Cloud condensing
heats the air and
makes the air rise
higher still.
Wind increases,
spirals inward,
and the rain comes
pouring down.
Winds are raging
as the air mass
slowly moves up
across the sea,
edges towards the
coastal regions,
whipping waves up
crazily.
Though its eye is
calm and gentle,
it's as wild as
it can be.
Hurricane hits
violent city,
in its wake is
tragedy.
A hurricane by any name still remains a hurricane. Betty, Cora, Esther, Jane, it's the same old hurricane.
Magnetic spectrum is just a name of a range of radiation. Let me tell you what they are. Radio waves, microwaves, infrared radiation, visible light, ultraviolet, X-rays, gamma rays. From the TV station to your living room, that is the work of radio waves. Heating food in just seconds, microwaves do that. Heat treatment for illness, take pictures in the dark.
Zendaya, even in your remote control. Infrared radiation, the electromagnetic spectrum is just a name. Mother range of radiation, let me tell you what they are. Radio waves, microwaves, infrared radiation, visible light, ultraviolet, X-rays, gamma rays, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. That is the only part of the spectrum that can be seen by us. The suntan on your skin kill bacteria and viruses. Used to detect forgery, that is ultraviolet. The electromagnetic spectrum is just the name of a range of radiation. Let me tell you what they are. Radio waves, microwaves, infrared radiation, visible light, ultraviolet, X-rays, gamma rays. See your broken bones and your hidden bombs, that is the work of X-rays. Kill cancer cells and sterilize dangerous gamma rays, do that. Now we have completed the electromagnetic spectrum. If you still do not understand, then play the song again. The electromagnetic spectrum is just a name of a range of radiation. Let me tell you what they are. Radio waves, microwaves, infrared radiation, visible light, ultraviolet, X-rays, gamma rays. Radio waves, microwaves, infrared radiation, visible light, ultraviolet, X-rays, gamma rays.
Come and go. Mm-hmm. They are the states of a matter field that follows an equation, the Dirac road. Mm-hmm. The Schrodinger part of the whole equation will just lead in subsea when it expands. Now get that Coulomb and add it in with the proton and watch them start to dance. It's hydrogen, it's like, oh, proton. I feel your tug, central potential, dip down pulling on me, but I'm not falling in deep. Know that would break uncertainty. Say, oh, electrons move too much. Slow down your pace and put that orbit on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come on now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. Orbitals take the shape they do, the stable states of the quantum rules. And when a one approaches two, they combine and they're bonding. Thus hydrogen as a rule is found in nature as H2. Energy configuring a molecule, diatomically bonding.
Low high, low high, low high.
The second shell can be filled up with eight. The higher angular powers spread all the beautiful flowers and middle families that come into play. Well, here's a carbon with 6C. This ain't nothing tricksy, but we're gonna make some methane today. With hydrogen, it's like, oh, atoms, I feel your tug. Got my electrons plugged out, pulling on me. Come on now, settle around me. I'll hybridize to SP3. Say, oh, carbon, here's our
on now, follow our lead. Come on now, follow our lead. Molecules take the shape they do, combining states of the quantum rules. Like when a shell goes SP2, a single part of a bonding, and as widely as their purview, they spread it in the molecule. Of the benzene in a ring, they hold it too, aromatically bonding. Combine with me, baby, combine. 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 Polymers take the shape they do, combining base of residues, like RNAs, ACGU, they're hydrogen bonding. Peptides make a chain and group, invade a plate sheets and corkscrews. With the secondary links, they fold and move, they're all over your body.
I've worked so long, every night and every day, been through hours and hours of research and dozens of graves. The perfect girl turns out was just too hard to find, so I had to make her, but can I make her mine? Will she be friendly, or will she break free? Will she terrorize the villagers? Will she notice me? Hard work and science are what I have to give, and all I'm asking in return is that you live. I know I'm smart, but a madman's all they see. Now there's finally a person who might love me for me. She holds my heart like the way that I held hers. The one from the cadaver Igor just disinterred. Left nothing to chance now, double-checked every stitch. The Tesla coils are charging up, Igor, throw the switch. Hard work and science are what I have to give, and all I'm asking in return is that you live. They call me a monster for making a monster, but what is a monster anyway? Someone frightening the mob, someone playing God, or is it someone too scared to understand, and so they stand in love's way? Now here they come. Sounds like the rabble's roused again, with their torches and their pitchforks about to break in. There's just no point in trying to make them understand. I'll wait here by her gurney, holding on to her hand. Her eyes open slowly, she gives me a smile. Now we've got each other, at least for a while. Hard work and science are what I have to give, asking in return is that you live. And so, just like the pages of a book, we go through the days of our lives as we go from season to season, from summer into fall. And that's where we are right now. I'm still in summer. I don't know where you are. But I'm going to be in fall in about 6 or 8 hours. So I'll be joining it. Don't be afraid. I'm not going to pollute it. Anyway, so tonight we were thinking about this all week and thought about science. I always think about science and, you know, gravity and things in September. I don't know why that is, but it is. Anyway, maybe it's the changing of the seasons. I just don't know. But anyway, that's what I thought we would do this week. We started out with the ultimate authority in science. That's Mr. Science himself from Bob and Ray. And that was the episode about friction. Okay, a lot of friction in this world. So maybe we can fix it. A little oil here, a little oil there. Mm-hmm. Sounds of Science was the Beastie Boys. Dr. Drosophila. Parts 1, 2, and 3 from Kenny Young and the Eggplants. Power Salad, the Chemical Engineering song. She blinded me with science. Yes, that was, of course, Mr. William Shatner, Dr. William Shatner. Periodic Table song was ASAP Science, ASAP Science. We heard two songs from Hard and Firm. Steve Hardwick and Mike Furman. We heard Trace Elements, and we heard the carbon cycle. Okay, part of the water cycle, except with carbon. Got it. The hurricane song was Tom Glaser from one of those science records. The electromagnetic spectrum song from Emerson and Wang Yang. Okay, whoever they are, and that was them. And then what did we hear? Oh yes, acapella science. That was Molecular Shape of You. Apparently a parody version of an Ed Sheeran song that I am not familiar with. All right, so whatever. Paul and Storm after that, and that was Live, what science should be for, before the money came over. And that's, you know, I'm a little disappointed in science, but they did give us one thing that we could not live without in this day and age, and that is you know what, because I'm using it, you're using it, we're all using it. But first, another word from Dr. Science.
It's time once again to Ask Dr. Science. So let's ask Dr. Science.
That's me.
Remember, he knows more than you do.
That's right.
Here's a potpourri of easy answers to easy questions. First from Paul Saunders, who writes from the University of Alabama. Dear Dr. Science, I learned from your program that the speed of light is 186,000 miles per second. What is the speed of dark?
Since dark is broken light, it doesn't have any speed at all. It just sort of sits around the house until we can find the switch.
Next from William Kane in Boulder, Colorado. Dear Dr. Science, are cyclotrons good for making popcorn?
No, but they make a great chocolate shake.
Laura Hansen from Iowa City writes, Dear Dr. Science, do you have to patent a cow before you can have patent leather?
Merely copywriting the cow is enough. Simply mail the cow to yourself in a self-addressed stamped envelope. When the cow arrives, don't open it. This is legally binding in most states.
Finally, from Kim, John, Minga, and Don from Swan Lake, Montana, how come I can't look at the sun without sneezing?
You're probably allergic to photons. Consult a physician or a physicist immediately and let me know how you're doing. Dr. Science cares.
Thank you, Dr. Science. Send your science questions to Ask Dr. Science. Remember, he's not a real doctor.
I have a master's degree
in science.
He always raffles when he walks and kinda echoes.
like a jet. paintings, baby.
Spend time with all the chat room yackers. 9 to 5 chilling at Hewlett Packard. Working at a desk with a dumb little placard. Yeah, paying the bills with my mad programming skills. Defragging my hard drive for thrills. I got me 100 gigabytes of RAM. I never feed trolls and I don't read spam. Installed a T1 line in my house. Always at my PC, double clicking on my Ms. House. Upgrade my system at least twice a day. I'm freaking plug and play. I ain't afraid of Y2K. I'm down with Bill Gates, I call him money for short. I phone him up at home and I make him do my tech support. It's all about the premiums. What? You gotta be the dumbest newbie I've ever seen. You've got whiteout all over your screen. You think your Commodore 64 is really neato? What kind of chip you got in there, a Dorito? You're using a 286, don't make me laugh. Your Windows boots up in what, a day and a half? You could back up your whole hard drive on a floppy disk. You're the biggest joke on the internet. Your database is a disaster. Your wax and your modem trying to make it go faster. Hey fella, I bet you're still living in your parents' cellar. Downloading pictures of Sarah Michelle Gellar and posting me too like some brain dead AOLer. I should do the world a favor and cap you like old Yella. You're just about as useless as JPEGs to Helen Keller. Crew, huh? Yeah, 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 move silent space and crunch numbers like I do. They call me the king of the spreadsheets. Got them all printed out on my bed sheets. My new computer got the clocks. It rocked, but it was obsolete before I opened the box. You say you've had your desktop for over a week? Uh-huh. Throw that junk away, man. It's an antique. Your laptop is a month old? Yeah. Well, that's great. If you can use a nice heavy paperweight. My digital media is right protected. Every file inspected, no viruses detected. I beta tested every operating system. Gave props to some and others I dissed them. While your computer's crashing, mine's multitasking. It does all my work without me even asking. Got a flat screen monitor 40 inches wide. I believe that yours says Etch-a-Sketch on the side. In a 32-bit world, you're a 2-bit user. You got your own news group, all total loser. Your motherboard melts when you try to send a fax. But you get your CPU in a box of Cracker Jacks. Play me online, well you know that I'll beat you. If I ever meet you, I'll control all the leads you.
One.
name is Dickie Starshine. I want to tell you something. Imagine you could be all over the world. Imagine you could be whatever you want to be. Imagine you could meet whoever you want to meet. And imagine you could buy anything at every time.
But Dickie, that's not possible. How could it happen? This must be a dream.
No, this is not a dream. This can be reality.
Internet.
Have a look around. Anything that brain of yours can think of can be found. We've got mountains of content, some better, some worse. If none of it's of interest to you, you'd be the first. Welcome to the internet. Come and take a seat. Would you like to see the news or any famous women's feet? There's no need to panic. This isn't a test. Just nod or shake your head and we'll do the rest. Welcome to the internet. What would you prefer? Would you like to fight for civil rights or tweet a racial slur? Be happy, be horny, be bursting with rage. We got a million different ways to engage. Welcome to the internet. Put your cares aside. Here's a tip for straining pasta. Here's a 9-year-old who died. We got movies and doctors and fantasy sports and a bunch of colored pencil drawings of all the different characters in Harry Potter fucking each other. Welcome to the internet. Hold on to your socks, cause a random guy just kindly sent you photos of his cock. They are grainy and off-putting. He just sent you more. Don't
knick-knack surprise, you know you like it, you whore. See a man beheaded, get offended, see a shrink. Show us pictures of your children, tell us every thought you think. Start a rumor, buy a broomer, send a death threat to a boomer. Or DM a girl and groomer, do a zoomer, find a tumor in your. Here's a healthy breakfast option, you should kill your mom. Here's why women never fuck you, here's how you can build a bomb. Which Power Ranger are you? Take this quirky quiz. Obama sent the immigrants to vaccinate your kids. Could I interest you in everything, all of the time? A little bit of everything, all of the time. Apathy's a tragedy and boredom is a crime. Anything and everything, all of the time. Could I interest you in everything, all of the time? A little bit of everything, all of the time. Apathy's a tragedy and boredom is a crime. Anything and everything, all of the time. You know, it wasn't always like this. Not very long ago, just before your time, right before the towers fell, circa 99, this was catalogs, travel blogs, a chat room or two. We set our sights and spent our nights waiting for you, you, insatiable you. Mommy let you use her iPad, you were barely two, and it did all the things we designed it to do. Now look at you. Oh. Look at you. You, you. Unstoppable, watchable. Your time is now. Your insides out. Honey, how you grew. And if we stick together, who knows what we'll do. It was always the plan to put the world in your hand. Could I interest you in everything all of the time? A bit of everything all of the time. Apathy's a tragedy and boredom is a crime. Anything and everything all of the time. Could I interest you in everything all of the time? A little bit of everything all of the time. Apathy's a tragedy and boredom is a crime. Anything and everything and anything and everything and anything and everything and all of the time.
Well, Lordy mercy, I was in a mess. My wife run off with my TV set. Didn't bother me none that she had to go, except I was gonna miss all my TV shows. So I looked up to heaven, got down on my knees, and I cried, "Dear Lord, will you help me please? I need a TV by tomorrow night, 'cause Ric Flair's involved in a title fight." Well, I guess my tithing finally paid off, 'cause early next morning should have seen what I saw. Reached in my overhauls for my inhaler, 'cause there's a big brown box right in front of my trailer. I used my truck keys, cut open the box, so I was hoping for a Sony or a Magnavox. I looked at the name, thought, oh my gosh, this must be a new and called Macintosh. Well, my last TV was a whole lot wider, but this one here come with its own typewriter. It had all the letters from A to Z. I guess you just type in what you want to see. Well, I thought I punched WWF, but the TV screen said World Wide Web. Then I broke out in a cold, cold sweat. I was the first redneck on the internet.
He was the first redneck on the internet. A bona fide, country fine, cyber threat. He went online just one time, and now they'll never forget. The first redneck on the internet.
It was all so new, I should have taken my time, but I slammed that mouse up in four-wheel drive. so much pointing and clicking, I had a .22 rifle shooting at chickens. Then all of a sudden it occurred to me, the power I had with this fancy TV, I could get back at my ex-wife with a touch of a button. I could ruin her life. So I got the number off her MasterCard. I bought a new lift kit and four new tires. And I got online to her bank account. I went ahead and closed that sucker out. I had her power and her water shut, slap off. Then I sent an email to her dad, blame boss, letting him know that she told me she'd have his job by the end of the week.
He was the first redneck on the internet, a bona fide, countrified cyber threat.
As a matter of fact, in a couple of days I got my TV back. She said she'd like to come back as well. I told her to go straight to AOL.
Now I thank the Lord and the UPS for dropping that box at Cletus' address. If you ever want to find him, it won't take long. Type www.cletus.com.
To reach the first redneck on the internet, the bona fide, countrified cyber.
God made the world in 7 days. Well, that's 1 week to be specific. Now that's what I call scientific. Say hallelujah, sing his praise, 4042 BC. On Monday, August 27, he made the earth and sky and heaven. Then he punched out at 503, then he made Adam and then Eve. Garden for them to inhabit, the apple right where Eve could grab it. And I got proof, cause I believe creation science 101. In the beginning it begun, and you are just beginning to educate yourself when you shun evolution. Then Cain and Abel he begat, and they begat all of the rest to us, which means they must have been incestuous. I'm gonna have to pray about that. There might be sinners in this class who might believe in Charles Darwin. I guess that's just their loss in Arwin, because I'm gonna flunk their ass if you make Genesis your text. You'll laugh at Darwin and what he sees to be the origin of species, because he's just plain oversexed. Creation science 101. You ain't no monkey's great grandson. You got a research paper due about the 50 reasons to shun evolution. Don't let them hand you that old jive about survival of the fittest. That notion don't pass the bullshit test. Cause look at me, I'm still alive. God made the world just like it is. He made the fossils just to tease us. Old bones to test our faith in Jesus. Yeah, this will all be on the quiz. Creation science 101. Now Armageddon, your homework done. Because Because when this semester's through, it's straight A's for students who shun evolution. The kids get such an education when they shun the heretical theory of the development of life on Earth over millions of years by means of spontaneous genetic mutation.
Well, I know a guy and he's always complaining 'cause he doesn't have a girlfriend. So I decided that I should explain to him why I think he has this problem. I said the reason you're alone has nothing to do with anything specific. In fact, I think it's more scientific. You see, the characteristics that you portray make women want to run away. And though I can offer you no solution, I think it's got something to do with evolution. And that's evolution. That's evolution. That's evolution. Oh, right now. Well, there's nothing you can do about natural selection, so don't get so distressed over a barroom rejection. Though I know you're in a very lonely situation, at least you're saving a lot of hassle for the next generation. And Charles Darwin put it best after he observed a penguin's nest. John Scopes and Clarence Darrow showed the American mind was a little too narrow. And that's evolution. That's evolution. That's evolution. Jesse Pickerel, why don't you just take it away? Because it might have adverse effects on your gene pool. And I've noticed those of us who are more physically attractive are also likely to be sexually active. And that, my friend, is evolution. And that's evolution. That's evolution. That's evolution. I got one more groovy little verse for you. Well, we started out as apes, and that's not all, 'cause then we progressed to the Neanderthal. And then the human beings began their reign, and in 1,000 years we'll all look the same. And that's evolution. That's evolution. That's evolution. I'm gonna say it again, even though I've said it about 24 times now. That's evolution when you're all by yourself. And that's evolution when you're too much of a loser to find someone else. And that's evolution when you can't get a date. And that's evolution, and it exists so you won't mate. Now I hope that you've listened to what I've had to say, 'cause without evolution we wouldn't be here today. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
And that brings us back into the past again by way of the future. And I'm not sure how I did it, but I'm glad we came back, okay? Because it would have been a little weird. You ever read The Langoliers, the Stephen King book? Anyway, all right. So what have we been listening to? We started up top with Duck's Breath Mystery Theater, Merle Kessler there. And that was Ask Dr. Science, a continuing series. Robot Man was Mary Jane, along with Barry Gray and the Spacemakers. Yay! He saw Shinigawa, Human Computer, It's All About the Pentiums, in other words, Size Matters, Weird Al Yankovic, keep your eye on this kid, let's see, My Sex, after that, Computer Games, remember them, Computer Games, yeah, like Pac-Man and stuff, Pac-Man Fever after that, from Worm Quartet, covering Buckner and Garcia. Here's my deep, dark confession, I never, ever made it past level one of Space Invaders. And I'm ashamed of that, but I know there's a lesson to be learned, okay? So, let's just drop it, okay? After that, two, the same title, Welcome to the Internet. One by Fractus and one by Bo Burnham. Fractus was the first one, in case you didn't know. Cletus T. Judd, the first redneck on the internet. I'm glad somebody was keeping track of that. Let's see, Creation Science 101 was Roy Zimmerman and Wally Pleasant. That's Evolution. Okay, and that's Evolution now. We've made it to the end of the show. What do you think about that? Well, you're not done yet. Okay, so I got a few more for you, a couple more computer things, and, you know, stuff like that. So, hey, I'll be back in a week. Meet me here. Sound good? Okay. Have a good one, and listen to this.
It's time for Mr. Science with Johnny LaRue.
You couldn't tell she was 11, I swear. Boys and girls, Mr. Science must have dozed off. It's after 12. I told you kids not to come around here so late. As a matter of fact, I told you kids never to come around here anymore. All right, it's open. Come in.
Hello, Mr. Science.
Whoa. Damien, how are you?
I was hoping you'd show me some experiments.
Oh, I don't know. It's kind of late. Does your mother know where you are?
My mother burns in hell.
Well, I guess it'll be all right then.
Let's do some experiments.
Oh, I don't know. You don't want...
I want to learn about acid.
I don't have any acid. I may have a joint in here.
I want to learn about acid.
Oh, you don't want to learn about acid. You want to learn about something? How about making toast?
I want to learn about what happens to people if they drink acid.
Oh, you don't want to... No, don't... No, don't... That's good.
Now I want to learn about electricity.
Oh, you don't want to... No, don't do this. Don't do this. All right, that doesn't care. Get over here. You're a bad boy. A bad, bad boy. I don't ever want to see you killing anybody anymore. I don't want any throwing out the windows. I don't want anybody blowing up. And I especially don't want to see any of those big dogs with the scary red eyes. You understand that? Now get home and get to bed. Go on, beat it. Get out. Go on. And no more devil worship. No! That's our show for today, boys and girls. Mr. Science is badly hurt. Oh, I gotta go take a nap right now. We'll see you tomorrow. Get me a drink, somebody. So, of course, you're right here.
In my driverless car, Power Salad, Marianne's record.
Hey, everybody, look at me. I'm in a car, but I'm not driving. The car is driving by itself. Yes, it is. I'm not conniving. It's the latest thing from Google. Let the future now begin. A car that drives all by itself. And hey, boys, I'm locked in. Most wondrous thing you've ever known. It's my driverless car. I'm talking through a megaphone in my driverless car. I'm shouting to the passersby. They stop and gasp, oh me, oh my. I hope to God they hear my cry in my driverless car. I'm talking through a megaphone, so the car can't read my lips. 'Cause my auto has imprisoned me on a never-ending trip. It knows just what I'm thinking and demands that I behave. because just like Stephen Hawking feared, now I've become enslaved. My smart car's gotten way too smart. Beware my driverless car. It has no soul, it has no heart. Oh, fear the driverless car. Google wanted cars like Pixar cars, like Mater and Lightning McQueen. But Modio, no, they turned out more like Stephen King's Christine. Dateline, Mountain View, California. What would Google think of next? Hopefully a way to stop these sentient smart cars from enslaving the world's population. These self-aware sedans have staged a little goose coup d'etat. And like it or not, we're going along for the ride. Not worried about my safety. It keeps me in good health. Cause my car is gonna need me till it learns to wax itself. I'm trapped inside my Oldsmobile, in my driverless car. Old French fries are my only meal, in my driverless car. Tastes like a rat, bo-do-do-do. The car tells me where I can go. Stephen Hawking says,
I told you so.
In my driverless car. In my driverless.
In my driverless.
In my driverless car.
So much left to save. I thought that we would last forever, but now I'm taking it day by day. Oh, what I'd give to have you again, but there's no way I can get in. You shut me out of my whole world now. My heart is in the recycle bin, and I don't know why. Backups weren't on my mind till the day my computer died. A hard drive fried and I cried. I was too careless, now it's repairless. I know that's not a word, but I don't give a fool's. And now that you won't load, not even in safe mode, I gotta check email on my phone. So hard to be strong, to be a man who can take a fall. I guess I had to learn the hard way, the price of making you hold it all. Now fate has forced me to interact with human beings who talk and laugh. I'm in a hell of social functions. Fresh air and sun have turned my heart black. And I know I tried for the data you had inside. Disk utilities couldn't find why my access was denied. Now it's all over, I'll never recover. The memories you stored must have been of that sector. And now you're so empty, you boot up to nothing. And now I gotta look up stuff in books. Every message is true.